641. This is NPR.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiars in Boston. Many people across Massachusetts will take time out to enjoy the partial solar eclipse today, but a research team from UMass Lowell will be hard at work. WBUR's Dan Guzman has more.
The research will focus on atmospheric disturbances that happen during the change from daytime to nighttime. Dr. Susanna Finn explains why that's useful.
Those disturbances cause problems with communication, radio communication, GPS navigation. So there are actual real-life applications of this sort of research.
Professor Supriya Chakrabarty says the team will spread out as a precaution against the weather.
For that reason, we have two instruments, and we're taking one to Carbondale, Illinois, and another Jackson, Wyoming, just to hedge our bets.
Those spots will see a total eclipse. In New England, only about 60% of the sun will be blocked. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dan Guzman.
Prosecutors say